Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, as you've been hearing, the government has said that it will accept the European Court of Justice's decision to uphold its 2016 finding that Apple underpaid taxes to the tune of almost 14 billion euro here. Both Apple and the Irish government have been fighting the European Commission's finding that Ireland offered Apple a sweetheart deal to underpay tax here. So were the government right to fight the initial decision? And what do they do now with the almost 14 billion euro plus interest that they don't want? I'm joined now from the Dáil by Minister of State at the Department of Higher Education, Niall Collins, and here in studio by Richard Boyd Barrett from People Before Profits, Solidarity, TD for Dún Laoghaire. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you, Minister Niall Collins, first of all. Sinn Féin's leader, Mary Lou McDonald, today accused the government of gross recklessness and incompetence for challenging this case. They say you spent millions in legal fees so as not to accept 14 billion euro. How do you respond?
Well, I'd entirely reject that, because what was at issue here was the Irish industrial policy, our enterprise policy, and our foreign direct investment policy, which has been hugely, hugely successful over the years. You only have to look at any county or any city in Ireland to see the eye-watering array of foreign direct investors who have come in, who have created in excess of 200,000 fantastic jobs for people in every community up and down Ireland.
Sorry,
and
it wasn't a wider policy, surely. It was just deal with Apple.
Well, the point I'm making is that our taxation policy is an integral part of our industrial policy. And we were right to defend the case, in my opinion, because we have to be able to give certainty to people who are looking to invest in Ireland, who are looking to come in here and employ our graduates, to put money into our communities, to give very, very sustainable jobs. If we were not to stand up and defend our policy, we would be giving out a message of uncertainty and instability.
You were right to challenge a situation where you gave Apple a deal that reduced its tax burden to as low as 0.005% in 2014. You say that was right?
Well, exactly, it was right, because we were defending our policy, we were defending our tax sovereignty. These date back, as you know, to two revenue opinions dated from 1997 and 2001. So, as we do know, it's a historic and a legacy issue.
But you say that was right at a time when Sinn Féin and others in opposition say you were imposing austerity cuts on people.
Well, look, I mean, it was part of our taxation policy. It was part of our IDA, foreign direct investment policy, our enterprise policy. And for those reasons, I think we were right to defend it.
You stand over it.
I do stand over it, and the lower court actually agreed with us.
This is the highest court in Europe.
I know that. But look, we have to deal with the fallout of it now in terms of...
Okay, so you stand over your position. You're reluctantly taking this 14 billion euro. Richard Boyd Barrett, this is about the integrity of the economic policy of the land, really. This is what the Thonis is saying.
Look, it just beggars belief. And, you know, I've been... on the finance committee since I got elected in 2011, and we have always argued this government is operating a corporate tax haven for these multinationals, ensuring that they pay pitiful amounts of tax while, as you mentioned, back then working people in this country were being slaughtered by austerity. We're now in a situation where, as a result of that austerity, we have an absolutely unbelievably severe housing crisis and homeless crisis, and we have a government, instead of looking to get revenues owed by this incredibly profitable company, they actually spent millions in legal fees trying to ensure that we didn't get this money to help address the housing crisis.
Surely. I mean, that's the point. They had a deal with Apple and other multinationals, but Apple in this case. And what were they to do? The first mention from the European Commission that they wanted extra tax to turn and renege on that deal? Is that what you're saying?
No, they have a corporate tax rate, which they were not applying. And what Apple were doing, and the EU, and this, by the way, is an issue I raised again and again in the Finance Committee, and the government wanted to shut down discussion on it for years. Thankfully, the EU Commission came in on it and began to expose them. What Apple were doing were writing down their profits, their taxable profits, by attributing those profits, enormous, staggering profits, to ghost companies that didn't exist, that were registered in Ireland but weren't taxable in Ireland. So they weren't paying any tax. So even the miserable 12.5% tax rate, which in reality actually amounts to about 6% when you actually look at the figures. But in the case of Apple, they were paying less than 1% tax, and the government were standing over this. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Can I ask you, Minister Niall Collins, for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, who were in government over the austerity years, let's call them, I just wonder, will this be a political problem in the run-in to the next general election? Because it seems, as the opposition are trying to say, you were refusing billions in tax at a time when you were imposing billions in tax cuts on ordinary working people here.
No, and you see, this is a cynical attempt by Richard and others to try and link one to the other, and that just simply isn't the case. What's at issue here is the application of two revenue opinions, and the European Court has disagreed with the Revenue Commissioner's application of legislation and of policy, and that has now played itself out. A lot has happened and a lot has changed since then, as we know, in terms of modernising and bringing a commonality of approach right across the European Union, and indeed trying to extend that right across the globe. So we've moved on hugely in relation to that. But the
but
point
we're living
that I,
with the consequences of Richard Boyle Barrett.
Well, he's wrong to say that. Look, the point
Why?
Is. The point is this, because our industrial policy and our enterprise policy has brought in hundreds of thousands of jobs into our country as a small island economy on the periphery of Europe.
But,
and
okay,
but can I just make this point? Can I just make this point,
please? If you
had
13 billion euro in that time, would we have a housing crisis now?
Well, these organisations pay a lot more than corporation tax. They pay VAT, they pay PAYE, they pay PRSI, they contribute to their communities, they contribute to their employees, and they contribute to the state in lots of other ways apart from corporation tax. And I think we just have to keep all of this in focus.
So, keep
right,
it in focus, Richard
Boyle
Barrett.
We have the judgment, and we will deal
Look,
with the judgment.
Wider perspective.
And
we will now be in the position where we will receive the funding,
okay, we'll come
and we will have
a
discussion about
first,
that also.
First of all, the biggest taxpayer in this country are the PAYE sector. Let's just be clear about that, right? And the ordinary PAYE worker was paying multiples proportionately per euro that they earned compared to what Apple and these other tiny number of multinationals were paying, where they were paying pitiful less than 1% in the Apple case. Now, how is it justifiable that workers pay 20 or more percent of their income, ordinary workers, and these staggeringly profitable companies are paying less than 1%.
Okay, well, the ECJ has found in your favour in that, not that regard, but in the current case of Apple. Can I ask you this? How should the 14 billion euro Richard Boyle Barrett, in your opinion, be used?
It should be used to deal with the housing crisis and to deal with the big infrastructural deficits in areas like the water infrastructure, our health services, special needs, but obviously most acutely, this money could double the social and affordable housing output that the government have now finally acknowledged we have to significantly increase to deal with the housing crisis for 5 years. Right, we could double the amount of social and affordable housing. Imagine the impact that would have on this absolutely dire housing and homelessness crisis. Or Niall mentions he's involved in the Department of Higher Education. I met today with people who were working in our universities, postgraduates and postdocs, who are living on less than 20,000 euro a year teaching in our third level institutions. Now, they are teaching people who are precisely then become employees in these multinational companies. Shouldn't these companies be contributing to giving a better income to the people who work in our universities and teach and train the people who then go on to generate huge profits for these multinational companies?
I'm not asking you for the government's response to this. I'm asking for Minister Niall Collins' ideas here. How should the 14 billion be spent, Niall?
Well, look, there's a number of ways. There's no one way that you have to spend it, in my view. You can look at spending it in a number of ways. We have the two funds that we've set up by virtue of the last budget, the Future Ireland Fund, the Infrastructure and Nature Fund. You could look at investing money into both of those funds for the future, which I think would be very, very prudent because they're both rainy day funds. You could look at paying down some of our national debt or refinancing some of our national debt if that opportunity
could
availed.
You eradicate homelessness with this?
Well, and finally, the other avenue that I was going to say is you can absolutely put it into one-off capital spending, like housing, like health, like water, like schools. Absolutely. But bear in mind, our Housing for All programme has a budget of €4 billion per annum. And we're delivering on housing. Yes, we have challenges and we have issues, and you've mentioned homelessness. A lot of those are actually constrained and exacerbated by capacity issues. So there's a whole myriad of one-off capital spends that we could apply the money to. And I think we have to have a proper conversation about that. And I do imagine it will form part of the debate for the next general election.
Okay, absolutely.
It sounds worryingly like he's going to put it away rather than spend
it. We'll certainly come back to Minister Niall Collins of Fianna Fáil and Richard Boyd Barrett of People Before Profit Solidarity. Thank you very much indeed. You can text us to 51551 if you have ideas as to where you'd like the €14 billion to go.